Hey guys, why are you chewing tobacco? It makes your teeth and breath gross. You have ladies in your life who really care about you, and everyone knows about the horrible effects dipping tobacco can have on your health. Look, you know you love to chew, but tobacco? Ew. What you need to do is try Jake's Mint Chew. It's just like real chew, but your breath is minty fresh. Because Jake's is USDA certified organic mint, not tobacco. No nicotine, and that means no harmful side effects. If you're going to chew, chew something we'll all enjoy. Jake's Mint Chew. Jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Somewhere in the snow-capped mountains of a faraway land is a magical factory where happy workers are busy building the gifts that everyone wishes for. That's right, the Mercedes-Benz winter event is back. Now get exceptional offers on the Mercedes-Benz vehicles of your holiday dreams, like the exhilarating C-Class, the protective GLE, or the intelligent E-Class. Hurry into the winter event now at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer before these dream offers end.
From spring training through another playoff run, this is your new exclusive home to hear every Chicago Cubs game starting in 2016. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Cubs win! What a finish at Wrigley!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
Let's go!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Bears continue prepping for Sunday's matchup with the Rams. St. Louis is second in the league in sacks and hasn't allowed a passing touchdown since week 5, according to the Score's Dan Durkin. Kyle Long will be playing against brother Chris, and he says the Bears offense is going to have their work cut out for them.
It's a football game. There's no reason to make it bigger than that. It's a big football game for us. We got to go on the road and go against one of the tougher defenses, if not the toughest defense in the league, and that's a challenge for us.
Alshon Jeffrey did not practice today. He tweaked a groin yesterday and sat out today. Eddie Royal and Pernell McPhee were also sidelined. Ronis Grassoud, Matt Forte, Jermon Bushrod, Tracy Porter, Antrell Roll, and Shea McClellan were all limited. NFL football coming up tonight on 670 The Score. Buffalo takes on the Jets at 7. Blackhawks are back on the ice tonight to take on the Devils at home. Hawks are 8-1-1 when scoring first this season, so they'll hope to light the lamp early. Yesterday, the Hawks recalled Brandon Machinter from Rockford. Puck drops on the Hawks and Devils tonight at 7:30. Corey Crawford gets the start in goal. Bulls were back at practice this morning as they prepare for tomorrow night's matchup with Charlotte at home. Joakim Noah was a full participant, and he's expected to play against the Hornets tomorrow night. Mike Dunleavy has started conditioning as he recovers from back surgery. And speaking of the Bulls, Jimmy Butler got the guys from Tank to build a 6,000-pound fish tank shaped like a boombox in his River North mansion last month. The 9-by-10-foot aquarium holds more than 600 gallons and 50 fish, a nod to the Bulls' upcoming 50th anniversary, including a fish called the Jordan's Tusk Fish to honor Bulls star Michael Jordan. The episode featuring the installation of Butler's saltwater aquarium is scheduled to air at 9 p.m. tomorrow night on Animal Planet. The Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. And don't get stranded in the cold. Keep your engine protected with antifreeze from AutoZone. It's formulated to prevent freeze-ups and withstand tough, frigid weather. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour, Boris and Bernstein is brought to you by WebFord. Visit WebFord.com today.
Regulator! Mount up! We'll call you!
Matt Miller.
He's everywhere you want to be. Don't leave home without him.
NFL and NFL draft lead analyst for Bleacher Report.
I like this kind of party!
Breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
The last regime screwed them in terms of free agency and the draft. They got to rebuild this thing from the bottom up.
Matt Miller.
It's time to go eat, baby.
Matt Miller with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 2:03, our guy is here. He's at NFL Draft Scout on Twitter. He is a senior columnist for Bleacher Report, writing NFL and NFL Draft. The guy is perfect to span both college football and pro football, and he joins us now in the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Now, we started off, Matt, talking about the news, a guy we've talked about a lot with you, a guy you really like and Bears fans really like, Alshon Jeffrey, now with a groin tweak. And he is back on the injury report. It's a guy in a contract year, and with his outstanding performances when healthy, it makes for a fairly complicated situation currently.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, and especially because he is a free agent. And I think anytime you look at a player, You know, you don't want to focus in on just one season, but when it's the last year of his contract and he's been hurt as much as he's been, I think that's when you start to get a little concerned. I mean, the Bears have really just been bit by the injury bug pretty hard this year. And some of them are, you know, it's just like, man, it's a weird fluke thing. You know, like Alshon tweaks his groin in practice and now he's day to day. It's just a weird thing, but it is a concern. It's probably the biggest concern when you're thinking about paying him long term is, you know, is he going to be able to give us 16 games year after year? And, you know, headed into this season, I don't know that you feel super comfortable that he's ever going to be a guy who plays every game.
You know, it's difficult, though, Matt, I think, for any receiver, isn't it? I mean, some of them take a beating, and you see the time gets to them a little faster than it does at other positions, you notice, and this all this other stuff. But I guess I don't know how the Bears figure, unless, you know, I mean, maybe somebody we haven't seen is good. I don't know. I can't tell if he is or not. But, I mean, it's a difficult decision. But it's hard to let him go, isn't it? By the same token, I'm with you. I don't want to pay him all kinds of money and then watch him sit on the sidelines or stand on the sidelines. But man, it's tough to let him go.
Oh, yeah, especially when you look at all the places that could use a receiver like him. And sure, they drafted Kevin White in the first round last year, and guys like myself said he's going to be great, but we haven't seen him either. So it's, you know, it's very much taking a risk of, if you let Alshon walk and say that, oh, we're going to be okay with Kevin White, ideally you would really like to have both of them. And I think that it becomes a situation where you hope that he really likes playing in Chicago and maybe he's willing to take a deal that will be more incentive-based to where you say, you know, you missed time your rookie year, you missed time this year. Can we figure something out to where if you're healthy, we're going to pay you like a number one receiver because we think you are one. But if you miss some games, it's going to help us out a little bit. I mean, that would be where you hope Ryan Pace tries to go with this thing. But a lot of times common sense gets thrown out when someone's a free agent. But, of course, you can franchise him for a year. You know, that's an option, too. Sure. You can tag him for a year, see what happens.
We're looking at a rookie wide receiver in Amari Cooper, and on the other side of him, Michael Crabtree. We're talking wide receivers and just seeing what they're doing. And it's because they're the Raiders and because they have been off people's radar screen and Raider screen for a while that there's been a bit of a lag time in understanding just what's going on there and the very good possibility to make the playoffs. And another one of these guys in Derek Carr came up in our discussions as you were scouting him. And I got to say, Matt, I think we're seeing a guy. We're always looking for that. We're asking, where is the next wave of young quarterbacks?
He's one of them.
With Andrew Luck sidelined, that's certainly the guy who might be carrying the flag right now, huh?
Yeah, it is. And, man, it's too early to say, you know, anyone was right or wrong about a player, but I loved this kid in that draft class, and I could not believe when he fell to the second round. And I remember saying this often. If his last name had been Smith and not Carr, he probably would have been a top 15 pick and should have been a top 15 pick. But a lot of people got scared off by the last name and the fact that his brother didn't live up to expectations in Houston. But, man, the Houston Texans would kill to have this kid right now because he looks perfect for their system. And you're right, with Luck, you know, hurt and struggling this year, I think you have to talk about Derek Carr as this season, at least, the best young quarterback in the game. I mean, not to take anything away from Russell Wilson. Blake Bortles has been impressive. I still see a lot of good things out of Bridgewater, but I think Carr is the best of that group of 2014 for sure, just because of what he's doing, delivering the ball down the field, you know, his poise. I don't know that you could put a number on something like being clutch, but every time I watch him play, he's keeping them alive. And that game against Pittsburgh, the Steelers secondary, I know they're not great, but like he went toe-to-toe with that Steelers offense.
Well, he did. Yep.
And kept them in position to win. And it helps. Listen, it helps a lot to have a good offensive line, to have Michael Crabtree, a veteran receiver, to have Amari Cooper, who is way too good to be a rookie. Like, I want to see that kid's birth certificate because he is too good to be 21 years old. All those things help, and maybe we'll see Blake Bortles get to that point as guys like Allen Robinson develop. Maybe we'll see Bridgewater get a comfort level with Stephon Diggs, and he'll start to rise to that level. But if you're looking at that 2014 draft today, how the hell did the Browns not draft Derek Carr?
Because they're the Browns. Oh my God.
There's one reason.
Yeah, you could say with Bortles, like, he's shown promise. You could say with Bridgewater at 32, like, he's been good. I mean, they're 6-2 right now, and it's tough to argue with that. But the Browns drafted Manziel at 22 looks like one of the dumbest decisions that anyone has made in a long time.
Well, that's sort of like taking Kyle Fuller when Aaron Donald is on the board.
Oh, that one hurt.
Yeah. This week, and I've been thinking about that a lot. That one, I wish the Bears had that one back.
Wasn't he taken? Yeah, I thought he was the pick before.
Was he the pick before?
Not because I wanted. We were sitting in the ring, and I wanted Aaron Donald, Aaron Donald, and we got two, and he was there.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
Who am I thinking of? Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else.
Yeah, I loved Aaron. Oh, my God.
He is not blockable. You know, you see some of the stuff that they do and how they, even against double teams, how he sets guys up, how he always seems to have a base under him. He's always seems to be in a position to counter whatever is being done to him. You know, I know you on Twitter see vines. He has been the subject of more of these eye-popping vines of little moments where you just watch him so aware in small areas of what teams are trying to do to him. It's like defensive tackle porn.
Oh, yeah, and he's so quick, and I remember going to the Senior Bowl, and, you know, Matt Bowen, who used to work with me, we were there together, and he said, you know, what do you think of this kid? And, he's a little small. He's great on film, but he's a little small. I want to see what he does this week, and he just whipped people all week. Like, it was probably the best Senior Bowl performance I've ever seen. It definitely was the best I've ever seen for a defensive player. And I walked away from there thinking, like, this kid is the real deal. Like, if he doesn't make it in the NFL, I know nothing about football because he had it all. I mean, at some point that he's only 6'2", maybe he's listed as 6'2". At some point that helps, you know, because like you said, he's so quick and he has that low center of gravity. And it's just, how do you get your hands on him to block him without holding? I mean, it's so tough to do, but. He was one pick before Kyle.
That's right. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
I was screaming when we got to that point, to two picks away from the Bears, and Aaron Donald was still on the board. And I was sitting going, oh, my God, they're this close. Oh, and there he goes. Damn it, to the Rams. They got all kinds of defensive linemen. Bastards.
That helps, too. But you know what? Yep. Zach Martin was there. C.J. Mosley was there. That pick hurts.
Yeah, you're right. Zach Martin, C.J. Mosley, Calvin Pryor, and then Clinton Dix. And boy, they're your Browns with
Johnny
Manziel.
Don't read anymore.
Oh, God.
Don't read anymore.
The injury to Andrew Luck and the situation in Indianapolis is such that it's been a while since we've had a team with that quarterback with such high expectations. Does that cement the sort of the finality of the Colts year? I mean, Matt Hasselbeck, we know, can be capable for a little while, but that's pretty much it for a coaching staff, isn't it?
I have to think so. And, you know, I haven't heard like anyone really say with, you know, definitively how long Luck's going to be out. Maybe it's a month, maybe it's more, but, you know, they could still win the AFC South. They're a game up right now, and that division is really bad. I think Hasselbeck can keep them in it. You know, I think he won his two starts this year. So I think they'll be okay there, but when the expectations, everything I heard all summer was it's Super Bowl or bust in Indianapolis, and there's no way. I mean, there's no way they're going to get back to the Super Bowl.
No.
So I think we're going to see, you know, Pep Hamilton's already out. That probably says a lot, you know, about they're just trying to right the ship. Now Luck's hurt. I think it's just a matter of time before Chuck Pagano's gone. And, you know, if we're being completely fair and honest, Ryan Grigson should be out as well, because I don't think that Pagano is an awful coach and just, you know, sunk this team. I think he was handed a poorly constructed roster and asked to make a miracle out of a really good corner and a really good quarterback, and that's about it. I mean, you know, everyone else in that roster, they're average starters. So I don't think keeping Ryan Grigson is going to help either.
Yeah, I Hasselbeck has to be better than what we've seen, because I don't know if any backup is actually maybe one game or something. Landry Jones is one for the Steelers the other day after Big Ben was hurt. But really, it seems like the day of like a guy is really good coming off the bench, or at least they're over. Anybody who is stuck with a backup, you're about finished. And the injuries were described like he'd been in a car wreck.
Yeah.
Andrew Luck. Amazing, holy crap. And I saw the hit and I thought, dude, what are you doing? Why are you? I mean, you just gave two guys a perfect chance to clobber you, and they did.
I think that's the big thing for him, is learning when to not do too much. You know, and it sucks because those are the things we love in a guy too. You know,
oh, yeah.
He's tough and he's gritty, and you know, look at it's John Elway, you know, doing the helicopter spin into the end zone, and it's Brett Favre not missing a game, and but those guys didn't miss games, so we were able to praise them for it. And I think with Luck, you know, a guy he should talk to is Steve Young about limiting hits. Like, you know, when Steve Young got a little bit older, he had so many of the concussions. It's like he became a smarter player because he didn't open himself up to hits, even though he was big enough to take them. And I would kind of like to see Luck after this year figure the same thing out, that getting rid of the ball faster, limiting some of those scrambling opportunities. Like, and some of that's going to be offensive line-based, but just taking that next step. And I know a lot of people want to, like, rag on Andrew Luck. You know, he was overrated, and he was overrated. Coming into this year, I thought he was going to be an MVP candidate, and he had a bad year. But I still think he's a good quarterback, and I think he's the right kind of kid who's going to learn from this. Really the first adversity he's faced,
yep.
Gosh, it's true. Probably since high school. I mean, mm-hmm. maybe ever. So how he bounces back from this, I think will tell us a lot about what kind of franchise quarterback he'll be.
I'm not sure to the extent to which you've looked at Leonard Fournette, just because for draft purposes, it's really kind of a waste of your time right now. But he had a rough game for the first time. And those of us who are Heisman voters are looking at it in that context. But now you've got a different way of watching some of these guys. And people think that Derrick Henry just proved that he was better this year because of that one game. What did you think of it from what you saw of Fournette running against a lot of guys who are going to be pro players?
Well, I thought Alabama did a great job of just playing assignment football. Like, not to get too nerdy on you here, but I think what Nick Saban does well is he says, we have seven guys, you have five blockers, we're going to fill every hole, and we're not going to make mistakes, and we're going to make you beat us that way. And that's what they did. I was at the Nebraska-Michigan State game, so I didn't see every carry that mm-hmm. Fournette had, but when I was watching, that's what it looked like to me. They schemed them very well, and I always thought LSU's offensive line was a little overrated, and they got manhandled by Alabama. So I look at Derrick Henry, though. I don't like him. Like, I do not think he's an NFL running back, and I know the stat guys are going to tell me how many yards he had mm-hmm. against LSU. I don't care. I do not care, because he has no burst. He doesn't have loose hips, doesn't have quick feet. He looks like a fullback. I mean, he looks like Marcel Reese. There's just no juice to him as a runner. So maybe he's a short yardage guy in the NFL, but I think it was last week when I was talking to you guys. You know, I think that Leonard Fournette is just a special, special player. Agreed. And one bad game against Alabama, I mean, the kid's averaging 200 yards an outing. I think you're allowed to have a one off night against the best coached team in the last, you know, 10 years of college football.
When does your next big board come out?
It'll probably be 3 weeks. I've been trying to do them like every 4 weeks in the NFL season. I'm going to do a mock draft for tomorrow morning's article, just because Will Fuller says he's going to stay in school, so that changes things. Seeing some of the Michigan State guys in person has kind of shifted things around a little bit. So that's the plan as of now. If anything major happens, obviously I'll be doing things a lot quicker.
Is Baylor's Corey Coleman? Because statistically, you know, the Baylor, I always try to say, let's not get crazy with statistics, especially that conference and the way they play sort of basketball on grass. But Coleman, yeah. When you see highlights, he looks the part.
Yeah, he looks the part for sure. You know, he's not the biggest guy, but he is very quick. And the one thing I'll say about Baylor is their wide receivers tend to translate pretty well. You know, Terrence Williams is a solid number two in Dallas. Kendall Wright has been pretty good. Josh Gordon, before he went crazy, you know,
right.
Very good on the field.
Yep. So
they do translate well. I think Coleman is maybe not – I don't think he's Antonio Brown, and you kind of have to be that to be 5'10 and the number one receiver. But, I mean, he could be, Emmanuel Sanders. He could be a great number two receiver. But he doesn't face press coverage, and he doesn't run a lot of breaking routes. So I really want to see him play when, you know, someone just gets up in his face and tries to jam him and really tries to restrict what he can do. Because, like you said, in that basketball on turf offense, he's unstoppable. But the Big 12 corners aren't really challenging him the way that an NFL team would.
And you're still in charge of searching for the next great quarterback, right? You're still looking?
Still looking. I still think it's Jared Goff. I know. I know Greg Gabriel's going to come on in an hour.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
he can't stand him. Yeah. This is what I love. I love genuine disagreements between scouts that I respect, because that's when it's really fun.
Yeah, and Greg is a lot smarter than me, so it's always hard when you go against a guy who had the job longer than you've been alive. You know, it's tough.
That's kind of a backhanded insult there.
Here's one for you, Gabriel.
Yeah, old man Greg Gabriel. Let's see what
old
he knows.
Man. Tard.
I didn't mean it that way at all.
No, I know you didn't.
Great, you know, I wanted that job, you know, and so that was my goal, was to be Greg Gabriel and guys like that. So it does. It makes you you really have to believe in your convictions when a guy you respect says that they don't see it. You know,
it's different when we do it than when somebody's actually getting paid to do it.
Right. And when they were paid to do it, you know, at a high level for a long time. It's not like he was an area scout, you know, hopping from Hampton Inn to Hampton Inn. He was running the draft room. So we'll see. You know, I think that that does make it fun when it's respectful and it's nuanced, and it's not just, oh, well, you hate my team. You know, I really like it when it's like that.
Matt, great as always. We appreciate it.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
You too. Matt Miller of Bleacher Report. He is at NFL Draft Scouts. I could talk to football with him all day. I mean, in between college and NFL, there isn't much that he misses and has got informed thoughts about everything.
Somehow, I know how it is, that we always get stuck on the same quarterback, the two of us. Because he was the Teddy Bridgewater guy.
Correct.
And now he's the Jared Goff. We're stuck on the same quarterback, and I think my Teddy may be not so good.
Yeah, because he did. And I was on Christian Hackenberg very, very early first saw him.
Stay
but,
on him.
But the doubts are real.
Oh, I know. Well, I've watched him. I know they're real.
I just wonder if he's gun-shy now, if he's sort of had that whatever that it is in quarterbacks beaten out of him ever since Bill O'Brien left.
I know what you mean.
And I don't know if do you guys get it back? You know, it's not just a couple bad games or an injury here.
You see shadows for the rest of your life.
Right. Like after a while, you know, O'Brien did so much for him, running over just pro stuff. And O'Brien got in his head in all the right ways. And as soon as he left, he just looked lost. And I'm not sure that gets recaptured. If he goes somewhere where there is just a pro guy to say, forget all that. Keep your eyes down the field.
Yeah, he's just not, you know, it's there's been a few moments here and there, but it's not even, you know, like the little things, the big things. He's just not accurate. And I don't know if that's the result of what you're talking about, or he thinks there's something there that's not there, but it's just not accurate enough. Yeah, I mean,
I don't know if the percentage
sucks for a quarterback, big time quarterback.
He needs to be rebooted, and I'm not sure. But maybe somebody's going to see the value in him and overdraft him, or somebody's going to get an incredible steal out of him. I don't know. We're Boars and Bernstein, 312-644-6767. Still to come, second half, Zach Zaidman, Brian Billick. And then at 5 o'clock today,
who are you crapping?
On the Score.
Get ready for game day on the Score's Bears Fridays. It's Bears talk all day, starting at 5 a.m. Listen in as your favorite Score shows, along with our huge team of Bears experts and guests, break down the upcoming game. If you're a Bears fan, do not miss a minute of Bears Friday. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670 TheScore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Buffalo head coach Rex Ryan swore over the summer that his Bills were going to the playoffs. Good news, they got there early, because tonight in New York may as well be a playoff game for Buffalo. Lose tonight and that team is not crawling back from 4-5. Because next week, they're going to get blasted in Foxborough and fall to 4-6. I don't care how Rex paints his truck or if he makes his guys do push-ups. He can wear that helmet and an entire Clemson uniform if he wants to. Lose to the Jets and he's wearing a clown suit. Because that's the kind of game that's in the wheelhouse for Rex's brand. It's personal. It's national. It's physical. It should be a perfect matchup for Rex Ball. Yes, I know, the big man is hilarious. Here's the real joke. It's week 10 and you're already playing to win or go home, and you better win, big man. I'm Jim Rome.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash
really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Somewhere in the snow-capped mountains of a faraway land is a magical factory where happy workers are busy building the gifts that everyone wishes for. That's right, the Mercedes-Benz winter event is back. Now get exceptional offers on the Mercedes-Benz vehicles of your holiday dreams, like the exhilarating C-Class, the protective GLE, or the intelligent E-Class. Hurry into the winter event now at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer before these dream offers end.
At AT&T, we're all about the perks, like getting $300 credit per line when you switch to AT&T with a smartphone trade-in and purchase of any smartphone on AT&T Next. That's three perks in one. Get all the perks when you switch to the network with the nation's strongest 4G LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Limited time, each $300 requires a port-in, eligible purchase, activation, and trade-in. $100 bill credit within 90 days. $200 trading credit or promo card. Taxes, fees, restrictions apply. Claim based only on national carriers' average 4G LTE signal strength. See store for details.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Spend Fridays with New York's finest.
You are joining the greatest police department in the world.
And with a family who is the heartbeat of the city.
I'll help you. You got my word on that.
Thank you.
Because when you're a Reagan...
I come from a family of cops. Great cops.
Justice runs in the family.
I became a lawyer because I love the truth.
This is a...
I will always have your back. Family comes first.
Blue Bloods. Fridays. Only CBS.
Sackies.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Every Thursday is a Bears Day at PapaJohns.com. Order online to get 50% off regular menu price online orders with promo code BEARS. Hello, I'm Zach Zedman. Here's the latest from Hallis Hall.
Alshon Jeffrey did not participate today. Groin.
Another practice field injury for John Fox's top receiver.
Yeah, he tweaked his groin yesterday in practice.
Jeffrey missed all four preseason games with a calf injury and then missed four regular season games with a bad hamstring.
When I say day-to-day, you know, we'll see. He was in there for treatment all day today. We'll see what tomorrow brings.
Jeffrey is coming off three straight 100-yard receiving games.
I've heard medical people say, well, he needs some rest. And I'm like, well, no kidding. You know, I mean, that's a little better for you than going out and playing 60 minutes of football on a Sunday. You know, that's not very restful. So it's just a physical game. You know, really in all elements of it, no matter what position you play.
This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard Update.
One of the major themes for the Bears this season has been injuries, and they have another one to deal with as wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey did suffer a groin injury yesterday, with the result no practice today, and John Fox had the standard day-to-day status update.
When I say day-to-day, you know, we'll see. He was in there for treatment all day today. We'll see what tomorrow brings.
We'll see what tomorrow brings. Sounds like something out of a fortune cookie. Elsewhere on the injury report, Eddie Royal and Pernell McPhee also missing practice today, but Matt Forte was out there for the second straight day, albeit in a limited capacity. And there was injury updates here at the Advocate Center as well, as Joakim Noah and Kirk Heinrich did practice, with Fred Hoiberg expecting both to be active tomorrow against Charlotte. And coming up at 3 o'clock, Jimmy Butler with some interesting comments. And back in pro football, it's Buffalo and the New York Jets tonight, right here on The Score, the broadcast beginning at 7 o'clock. Burger Bar Chicago will blow your mind with big, bold, flavored burgers, grilled wings, and over 100 craft beers. It's located at 1150 South Michigan Avenue or 1578 North Clybourne. This scoreboard update brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thank you, double duty shoe.
You know, our guy Dan Durkin was listening to the conversation we had in a couple of fronts here. He got some information. He said, first off, you're looking for somebody to be unhappy about the Kyle Fuller draft or somebody taken after him. Don't look past the inside linebacker Ryan Shazier. That dude's the real deal. It went to the Steelers immediately after Fuller, and that's the guy you might really regret. But also regarding the Alshon Jeffrey contract, where he says there's a way you could structure it, where you give him his big payday up front, but then it turns into a pay-as-you-go contract, likely after the third year. So a common technique being used by teams is to protect their money they're guaranteeing in mega deals. It's a combination of signing bonus and salary guarantees in the subsequent years based on roster bonuses. Although roster bonuses aren't technically guaranteed, you can make them conditionally guaranteed. Base salaries for the first year of the deal are full guarantee.
Okay.
At the time the contract is signed. In subsequent years, the base salaries then become fully guaranteed when the player's on the roster as of a certain date, typically a week or so after the new league year starts. And he stacked it up, actually wrote about it over the summer. He said, with other wide receivers getting or about to get big money, he said, given that the T.Y. Hilton deal, the Julio Jones deal has been signed, I would guess, this is Durkin here, I would guess Jeffrey signs a five-year deal with $35 million guaranteed and an average per year value of $13 million. Well, I guess if that's the market, that's the market.
Yeah, I was going to say he'd know the market better than I do. I really not paid much attention to what I know. Some of them are very rich.
Mm-hmm.
Calvin Johnson, very rich. I think Des Bryant's contract is $90 million, I want to say. So, I mean, some of them are doing very, very well. But, if that protects you a little bit, then if that's the best you can do, that's the best you can do.
Yeah, it probably is.
It probably is. Dan knows his stuff, so it probably is the best you can do. Hell, I'll look, if I'm a football player, I'll happily take the $35 million up front. And then you can beat my brains off or whatever, because you know that's what's going to happen to Whiteout. They're going to get beat up. I will say this, that early on, and it's still early money, but Derek Carr, I would sooner have him than Russell Wilson.
Yes.
I mean, I could be wrong.
Yes.
But I'd sooner have him. He made some throws the other day. I mean, big time, big league throws.
From
the Steelers on the road.
Right. Yeah. Like pocket quarterback, get up on that back foot and drill it in there.
Drill
throws.
It.
Yep.
Yep. I'm sorry. I don't see that from Russell Wilson, who, again, remember, this is the year he was going to prove that he was better than Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
How's that going, you think?
Aaron Rodgers.
No.
Aaron Rodgers has had his share of difficult days too.
Yeah,
now.
He has. Yeah. He has. But I mean, I don't think that. I don't think Russell was closing on the outside.
An early thought from Rudy, who must be off work early or sick or something. Well, we know he's sick and he hates.
Yeah, sick and
he
hates.
He said, "For me, the most compelling part of the Ricky Renteria press conference is that he did it from the same awful speakerphone from which he did his Cubs press conference. Let's do this. Theo Epstein can go out and buy Ricky a nice, expensive new cell phone as a gesture, and then everyone can shut up about how poor Renteria was screwed over by the Cubs."
I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like it. I mean, I can't remember anything quite like today's papers with this stuff, and yesterday, too, about him getting a job, and oh yeah, now he's coming back because he's been screwed. He, first of all, no one in their right mind would say it, as I said, and second of all, he didn't get screwed.
The truth
baseball is baseball. If you get a chance to get a marquee manager, a terrific manager that fits perfectly with your team, I'm sorry.
The truth is that the Cubs were so worried about appearing to be the evil ogres in this, that they tried so hard to do this absolutely right. And it's not like in Madden, too. Madden wasn't chasing after this job. He wasn't violating some code by going after a position that wasn't open.
No. He didn't even know his contract was that enabled him to do that right away. He didn't even know it.
He claims that he didn't even know he had the out when Andrew Friedman left.
Right.
And then the Cubs knew about it. All of a sudden, everybody knew about it. You saw this thing. You saw which way these parts here were sort of swimming around each other. And then, look, Madden called Renteria. Renteria responded. The Cubs tried as hard as possible to make this comfortable. Remember, they flew out there. They flew out there to stand on his doorstep and talk to him about it.
Yep, they did.
And who the hell is Ricky Renteria in the first place? It's like he's baseball royalty? Who would he mean to somehow be bitter or any of this? And what would that do for his career?
Do nothing for his career, which he's trying to reignite. You're not going to reignite a career by taking this like an idiot. That's not going to help you because, look, do you realize now how many guys there are that are still interviewing for managerial jobs, that have been interviewing for managerial jobs for at least 10 years?
And didn't Manny Acta just take a coaching
job
in Seattle?
Manny Acta is 40. He's only 46, Manny Acta.
It's under Scott Service, right?
Mm-hmm. Scott Service.
Yeah, I see that Manny Acta was the guy when he took the Cleveland job.
Hot. Couldn't have been hotter.
Yeah, but remember when he was asked, and they said, well, hey, you know, is this a big enough job? And he kind of smirked, a big enough job? He's like, I'm Manny Acta.
Well, he's been on the list of guys that should get another chance, but he's had two, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, most of this list that I saw the other, in conjunction with all the Dusty Baker stuff were guys that have failed at least twice. I mean, it's not like, yeah, let me get right to that. No, I don't want to get right to that. There's always somebody in baseball you can look at and say, you know, I think this guy, and yet, do I think they hire particularly smart baseball people as managers in general? Not really.
How long do you think it's going to be until Ryan Sandberg finds himself running a team?
Long damn time.
I think so, too.
Long damn time. I think he is. I don't want to say he disqualified himself. He didn't disqualify himself, but that's a move that the guys who run teams will. It won't impede progress completely, but they'll hold that one over you a little bit. That's like you don't walk away from a major league team. I know they're bad.
A lot of things stacking up against him in that you have former player, you have non-college graduate. You've got a lot of these teams are looking for guys with
a little different these days.
With college degrees who are processing information and different kinds of information in different ways. And that's not going to change. There's no going back from that. You're not going to see a reversal of this trend for people saying, well, boy, if the guy's not a former player, now the pendulum is going to swing back. It can only be successful former players who will go in the locker room and jack you up. West Loop, Jerry, welcome to the Score.
Yeah, guys, I was just listening to you talk about Renteria. I haven't heard the guy say anything negative.
Ever.
I mean, it's not Renteria. It's the fans or the media. But Renteria, the poor guy, hasn't said nothing negative about anybody.
Ever.
Correct. You're right.
And we were making fun of the fact that everything was all sunshine with him.
Okay.
He's Mr. Yeah. Sunshine. Yeah. Oh, wait, that's Greg Gabriel.
Said nothing. He went away, he came back, and he still haven't said nothing.
Yeah, but now he's here.
But he's back in the dugout, yep, Jerry.
He's here. He's to speak back in there. Spanish. He is here to break this code, this impenetrable code of Spanish. I mean, I've never heard anything like it. Teams do believe in it. I know that the Cubs really think that Manny Ramirez has helped with Soler and some other guys and being able to speak in the native language.
I get it. Yeah, I get it. But it can't.
It's just, I mean, Steve Stone was great in talking about that before. That baseball's baseball. And if we're approaching the year 2016, and it's like, ooh, wait a second. How can we possibly communicate in another language? You know?
Hey, you know me. I'm bad at it. Don't ask me. But I think that after a while, these guys that have been here for a while that are playing, and many of them are you know, from other countries, and they probably have learned enough English to understand their manager. Don't you think?
Yeah, or everybody else has learned enough Spanish. You know, yeah. Spanish.
You don't need to yell at them. You need to say something to them once in a while.
It's not a hard language to learn.
No,
it's way easier than English. That's really, people say, learn English. English is unbelievably hard with all sorts of ridiculous
exceptions. So well around the world, though.
That make no sense. Yeah, it is.
It's spoken so well around the world. It puts you to shame.
But then you got the unwritten rules.
That's right. You got all the unwritten rules of the English language. But no, there's.
It is amazing around the world where you run into people that absolutely 100% speak English, probably better than you do.
It is the language of the world.
It is the language of the world.
It was almost disappointing to me in Paris when I'm doing my best and I'm at the market and I'm trying to,
and they speak to you in English because you're an idiot,
right? No, it was fun. They really do appreciate when you try.
They do.
They get a kick out of it when you try, and they'll meet you halfway and a lot of the stuff. And I'm pointing out they're trying this cheese and that cheese and pointing at this, and then at the end he says like, yeah, okay. Do you want this one? Do you need a bag?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh,
yeah, that's but it just, exactly.
Let me pretend you don't speak.
Pretend you understand me.
I mean, really, we're in a Parisian street side cheese shop, and you got the hat and everything. It's like, hey, how's it going? Hey, what are you thinking of bulls? I mean,
you want a pack with that?
Exactly. Hey, you need a bag?
You know, I must admit, that's the way I remember too. We didn't go a single place. We went all over the place. We were there 4 days. I didn't go to a single place that they didn't speak English and walked up to me and started speaking English. Because I said to one of them, am I giving it away or something? Do I look like?
You don't exactly look like a typical Frenchman.
No. How about a beret?
But you don't,
a cigarette holder.
And you're not fat enough to be a typical American.
No, not anymore.
Unless you're walking around in a nylon tracksuit in the middle of Paris. You can always spot the Americans.
Exactly.
That's when you know when you're anybody in the middle of the Louvre in a tracksuit, you know, is from this country.
Well, they used to know, tell by the gym shoes.
That too.
And they don't, at least around most of them, they don't wear them.
Europeans? No. They wear them when they're actually playing sports or exercising.
Yeah, I wore them every day. I don't care. So I guess really my tells were pretty loud. Think this big idiot can speak English? Yeah, of course he
probably can.
He's not from where he's from. Yes, he can.
They probably knew you looked like you were from Mokina. Bors and Bernstein, 312-644-6767. Who you crapping is at 5 today on The Score?
Bears fans, if you want the highest level of coverage, breaking news, and analysis of Bears-Rams, then you better keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
At AT&T, we're all about the perks, like getting $300 credit per line when you switch to AT&T with a smartphone trade-in and purchase of any smartphone on AT&T Next. That's three perks in one. Get all the perks when you switch to the network with the nation's strongest 4G LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Limited time, each $300 requires a port-in, eligible purchase, activation, and trade-in. $100 bill credit within 90 days. $200 trading credit or promo card. Taxes, fees, restrictions apply. Claim based only on national carriers. Average 4G LTE signal strength. See store for details.
Hurry into Lowe's today for a jump start on great Black Friday deals for your home. Like $70 off a Kobalt Mechanics tool set, now only $79. Plus, get up to 40% off major appliances, $396 and more. Don't miss out on all the great savings happening right now at Lowe's. Tool set offer valid 11/11 through 11/16 on item 573343 only. Appliance offer valid 11/4 through 12/2. Exclusions apply while supplies last. See store for details, U.S. only.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Sundays on CBS. In the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette. Ted Danson.
The possibilities are endless.
CSI Cyber. Sundays only CBS. CBS Wednesdays.
This is Trauma One, the most famous strip of hospital real estate in the nation.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden.
Life is measured here in split seconds. Hesitate and people die.
Code Black, new drama, Wednesdays, only CBS.
CBS Sports Radio brings you the best in national sports talk from some of the biggest names in sports.
Jim Rome,
Tiki, the Gottlieb Show, Rosanna,
the Mojo Show.
Around the clock national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
This is the biggest story going into camp.
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the big league.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
That isn't just the sound of the all-new 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLE undergoing rigorous strength testing. It's the sound of reassurance. The reassurance of driving an SUV that has been built with such strength and such intelligent safety systems that it can help protect you from virtually every kind of danger. This is what reassurance sounds like. Now, discover what it feels like in a 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLE.
Some equipment described as optional.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Dry it, chill it, wash it, light it.
Saving energy is what we do.
Fluff it, rinse it,
spin it.
We save money
Tune in to the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program for energy-saving ideas and rebates on select ENERGY STAR certified appliances. Learn more at ComEd.com/home savings. ComEd. Smart Ideas Energy Efficiency Program is funded by ComEd customers in compliance with Illinois law.
In the heart of the Caribbean, Dominican Republic delivers affordable luxury with incredible values. Enjoy ideal weather, championship golf, vibrant casinos, and some of the best beaches in the world. Book your getaway during the Apple Vacation Super Sale and save on holiday and January travel. 3 nights at Catalonia Bavaro Beach Golf and Casino Resort start from only $6.99. Or make it 4 nights at the adults-only Barcelo Bavaro Beach starting from just $11.99. Both trips include round-trip nonstop air, resort transfers, all meals, drinks, and taxes. Call Traveloni at 312-334-7876 to book your trip today. That's Traveloni, 312-334-7876. Or visit Traveloni.com. Hurry, best dates and hotels are going fast. Dominican Republic has it all. Prices per person based on double occupancy for select departures starting January 2nd, including air on Frontier from O'Hare, and taxes and fees including September 11 security fees. See AppleVacations.com for baggage charges. Prices subject to availability and change. Restrictions apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
No, I mean, we're in a very physical, combative game. I've heard medical people say, well, he needs some rest. And I'm like, well, no kidding. You know, I mean, that's a little better for you than going out and playing 60 minutes of football on a Sunday. You know, that's not very restful. So it's just a physical game, really in all elements of it, no matter what position you play.
The insight of John Fox. Superb insight into the world of football. Not the world of Fred.
No, that's different. Different world.
I don't know what that world is yet.
No,
not sure.
I don't think Fred does either.
I'm not sure what it is, but there's a lot of slow starts. There's a lot of things, but boy, and DeMarcus Cousins was sensational again last night. Holy crap, man! Oh, what are you, 30, buddy,
33-9.
Yeah, but he took a three, and I mean he was all over everything and. He is just, man, at 26, and look, I understand that he's still a child, but many of them are. That's not news. Many of them are. I don't like him. He doesn't act right. Well, dude, I mean, in the NBA, you don't worry about it. To me, you're always going to have a few knuckleheads on your team anyway. Bring them to play, and I don't think they'll probably do that.
See, it looks to me like they're much more likely to just run George Karl out of town and try somebody
else.
That's
what it looks like, yeah.
That's what it looks
old
like right
George.
Now.
Where are you going, George?
But as we talked about yesterday, and I wrote about it today, too, you have to. You've got to pick up the phone. And I know that maybe the Lakers can put a better package together. Maybe the Celtics can do something more enticing than you can, but you owe it to yourself. You are not doing your job if you're not just saying, Hey, Vlade.
Yeah.
Let's talk here. Because there's such a mess. That owner is insane. And the other owners, the minority owners, don't trust him either. This guy, Vivek Renadiv, who is just running wild, doing whatever he wants to do and making unilateral decisions. And then other owners are finally saying, wait, we did what for who? And then Renadiv says, well, look, let's play 4-on-5 on defense. And that way we can have an advantage on offense. And what are you talking about?
Well, maybe Vlade probably, he probably wouldn't do it, but the Bulls don't really, unfortunately, I'd pick up the phone, but they don't really have what you want. If you want to get old and bad, they can ship you guys, but there's nothing there of your younger players and anybody who wants them. Tell me who wants them.
Anybody on the Bulls?
Yeah.
Nobody. I mean, yeah, you'd have to involve Jimmy Butler in something, but... Okay,
I'm good with that.
Yeah, I'm just not sure that elsewhere around the league. I mean, Jimmy is a superstar here in Chicago. Boy, is he a superstar in his own little world, too. A boombox fish tank?
A boombox fish, yeah. Fish tank. What else show is he on?
Yeah. But are you really trying to be that guy? Are you trying to be like the NBA, the new NBA stereotype with a shark tank or whatever? I mean, all your exotic fish.
It would certainly appear so, wouldn't it?
Yes. Was it Gilbert Arenas that had the shark tank in his house and then he couldn't sell his house?
He couldn't sell it. Also, he's talking about how much it costs to feed him. It was like $5,000 a month to feed him.
And, I mean, just have the maintenance. Have the people come out and take care
so
of
this
it.
So this is going to be on Animal Planet?
you know, I love animals and animals on television, and not all animals. I don't like cats very much, but I would love to have a giant saltwater fish tank and all the money. But I understand that there's a ton of maintenance involved there.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
And when will some of these athletes, the ultra rich athletes, learn that eventually when you pimp out a house, it becomes impossible to sell?
Yeah.
Michael Jordan can't sell his house.
I know.
It's got the whole gym and the
and
movie
it's
theater.
Millions of dollars.
Movie theater and bowling alley. Because nobody, who wants all that and pay the property taxes?
Yeah.
And heating it and cooling it. I mean, remember what Frank Thomas went through? Was that in Burr Ridge that where he built some giant mega monstrosity and couldn't sell that either?
Nope. No, and Michaels has been on the market for 3 years or 4 years or 5 years or something, and he keeps dropping the price. And now, as he had mentioned a couple weeks ago, he'll give you every pair of Jordans ever made
right
as part of buying the house. And I haven't seen a damn thing about anything being sold or even like somebody itching to buy. Why is that? What is it? Just because you don't?
He's got the gated entrance with the number 23 on it, and
yeah. Well, you can change that.
You've got to find a guy who's the house. Last name's 23.
Why do you not? I mean, just in general. Now, LeBron just bought a house in L.A. in Brentwood for $21
million. Mm-hmm.
Now he's saying, well, no, I'm not going to play for the Lakers. It's just a summer home, or whatever he said. I thought, yeah, Derek has one there too. Hell, if he wants to go to the Lakers, I'll pay the plane ticket.
Is it Matt Forte? I want to say it's Matt Forte who still lives in like a three-bedroom condo and like drives a Toyota or something. There's something like, was it Forte that has the reputation of being really reasonable and frugal with all of his money and just and being like the anti-pro athlete stereotype? Is it Forte or is it somebody else who just sort of lives at his...
Yeah, lives like a normal...
Or below his means and is a normal person who sort of has what he wants and doesn't need to pretend that he's supposed to have more or is entitled to more. I think that's who it is.
Yeah, that sounds right. But Jimmy went large on this, and now he's going larger with a fish tank that's,
Do fish like loud music? I don't think so.
I don't know what he's doing. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know that you're going to have happier fish. I don't know if you care.
I don't know what he's doing.
But. Zach Zaidman has the latest on the Bears next on the Score.
Madden, Bryant, Arrieta, Schwarber. Every game of the Cubs' quest to fly the Blue W in the final game of the World Series. Right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. The new radio home for Cubs baseball.
Cubs win!
Starting in 2016.
Hurry into Lowe's today for a jump start on great Black Friday deals for your home. Like $70 off a Kobalt Mechanics tool set, now only $79. Plus, get up to 40% off major appliances, $396 and more. Don't miss out on all the great savings happening right now at Lowe's. Tool set offer valid 11/11 through 11/16 on item 573343 only. Appliance offer valid 11/4 through 12/2. Exclusions apply while supplies last. See store for details, U.S. only.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does the thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
The Home Depot has the new Swiffer Air Filter, just $13.97. The best name in removing dust from the surfaces in your home now removes dust from the air in your home. And it's certified asthma and allergy friendly. So, let's take a deep, clean breath. Let's do this with the new Swiffer Extreme Dust Collector, just $13.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For all 16 sizes, visit homedepot.com/Swiffer. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
It's the biggest sale of the season. It's the Apple Vacation Super Sale. With Apple Vacations, it's all included. Round-trip airfare, deluxe accommodations, all meals, all drinks, all chips, entertainment, and so much more. Apple Vacations has your winter getaway perfectly priced. Take off for the breathtaking beaches of Los Cabos. 7 nights at Rio Santa Fe start from only $14.99. Or make it Huatulco. Enjoy a full week of unlimited luxury at the adults-only Secrets Huatulco Resort and Spa and save up to $400 per couple. Both trips include round-trip non-stop air, resort transfers, all meals, drinks, and taxes. Call Travelone at 312-334-7876 to book your trip today. That's Travelone, 312-334-7876. Or visit Travelone.com. Hurry, best dates and hotels are going fast. Prices per person based on double occupancy for select departures starting January 2nd, including charter airline extra or Aeromexico from O'Hare, and taxes and fees, including September 11 security fees. See AppleVacations.com for baggage charges, prices up to availability and change restrictions apply. PC 15-111-15094.
At AT&T, we're all about the perks, like getting $300 credit per line when you switch to AT&T with a smartphone trade-in and purchase of any smartphone on AT&T Next. That's three perks in one. Get all the perks when you switch to the network with the nation's